Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Rustenburg 34, Johannesburg 32, Emalahleni 30 grade.
On the road, Centurion N1 southbound. We've got queuing traffic towards the John Forster Drive exit and another protest march underway in Sandton. It's between the Joburg CBD and the JSC, the march moving along Oxford Road, Rivonia Road. Expect delays.
Die ANC Jeugliga hou vandag 'n ekonomiese vryheidsoptog in Sandton om onder meer ekonomiese transformasie te eis. Die sekretaris-generaal, Tokolo Ngodule, sê die betoging is gemik op werkloosheid onder die jeug en oor finansiële stelsels wat jong mense uitsluit. Hy sê die optog vra 'n meer inklusiewe ekonomie.
We are now advocating for job guarantee programs instead of grant systems that are consistently creating this vicious poverty. The only solution to high growth levels in the country, to resolving youth unemployment, is to ensure that you industrialize the South African economy.
Die Johannesburgse metropolisie sê intussen hy monitor vandag se optog deur die ANC Jeugliga. Woordvoerder Kolani Fihla.
Motorists are advised to expect significant traffic disruptions along the entire route of the march, and we urge motorists to plan their journeys accordingly, consider alternative routes, and exercise patience. Law enforcement officials will be deployed throughout the march to monitor the event and assist with traffic control on the affected routes.
Die saak teen 'n polisiebeampte in Limpopo wat beskuldig word van die moord op 6 mense vir versekeringsuitbetalings is in die Landdroshof in Polokwane tot volgende Vrydag uitgestel. Die 43-jarige sersant het na bewering meer as 10 miljoen rand geëis deur middel van lewensversekerings van slagoffers. Mashudi Balabi van die Nasionale Vervolgingsgesag sê die staat sal borgtog teenstaan.
The accused blamed this case. There are various companies of insurance plus banks which have been defrauded. The onus is on her to prove if there is exceptional circumstances to release her on bail. At this stage we are expecting more arrests.
President Ramaphosa het die steun van die nasionale uitvoerende gesag beloof vir die werk van hoofstuk 9 instellings om hulle magte en hulle funksies sonder vreesgins of oordeel uit te voer. Hy het met leiers van hoofstuk 9 instellings by sy amptelike woning in Pretoria ontmoet. Verskeie ministers was teenwoordig. Ramaphosa se woordvoerder Vincent Magwenya.
The meeting afforded the national executive the opportunity to understand the work and the challenges of Chapter 9 institutions. President Ramaphosa paid tribute to the immense contribution that Chapter 9 institutions have made in serving the country with distinction. The meeting also reflected on the state of democracy during the year that South Africa celebrates 30 years of freedom and democracy.
En ons sluit af met nog nes uit die buiteland. Minstens 22 mense is dood en 117 is beseer na Israel se lugaanvalle in woongebiede in sentraal Beirut in Libanon getref het. Onder die slagoffers is 'n gesin van 8 wat 3 kinders insluit. Israel se ambassadeur by die Verenigde Nasies, Danny Dandon, sê aan die VN Veiligheidsraad sy land se fokus is op die stryd teen Hezbollah.
Israel has no desire to be in southern Lebanon. Our goal is to protect our people, not to occupy Lebanese territory. We will degrade Hezbollah's capabilities, remove their ability to launch attacks against our people, diminish the terror network that stretches across the south of Lebanon. Hezbollah has brought this upon itself.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The ANC Youth League is today holding an economic freedom march to demand economic transformation and inclusivity.
Okay, alrighty, okay. One second. Hello. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How's our audience doing? Hello. How are you? Never mind the rest of the guys. How are you today? Happy Friday. Hey, welcome to Friday, Arvi. You know, while we're all busy doing our human stuff down on the planet, like scurrying around like little ants, over up in the heavens, well, and I ain't talking Ray McCauley here, guys. I am talking about...